Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome once again. Some of you via invitation, where applicable, my two church mice, Peter and Paul, each and every day. Blended audience, however you got here, please continue to do so. We are growing exponentially with your help by doing so. We appreciate that. We're growing one star seed at a time. We do these three audio offerings daily, three different factions of. I'm blessed that I'm heard on all platforms where you would hear any podcast show. And we do a YouTube offering. That's Bill Holt, 8792. Please like us, share us, give us a thumbs up. More importantly, where you're comfortable in doing so, please do subscribe. We're going one star seed at a time. We're all in this together with our communal efforts to continue to grow, so we appreciate that. We're going to be here for about 45 minutes today. It's going to be my great pleasure in just a second to once again welcome Isabella Thor. Joining us again on the end of the month campaign, for those of you that are familiar with that, she's been here, she'll correct me, I believe she's been here officially four times, and we started the monthly thing. I think this will be her third end of the month. She'll correct me momentarily. And we've covered a couple of subjects in her previous newsletters, which they're basically blogs, which they're basically embraced around, including her most recent one, which she's going to elaborate upon in a moment. So I just wanted to refresh everyone in the description of the show, respectfully so. If you are indeed struggling to shed pounds, if that is applicable for yourselves out there, she's going to set us straight on how to help with that. And please do take a look at the two probing questions in the description. I want to get right to it. And welcome, Isabella, one more time here. And continuing each and every month, but for today, she is indeed going to go over her most recent edition of the aforementioned blog called How to Lose Weight for the Last Time. If you all want to read along with that, if you haven't had the opportunity to do so, or when you get the opportunity to do so, check it out, please, at isabellathor.com. And the blog and blogs, plural, is just simply / blog at that time. Isabella, welcome. And good morning.
Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Thank you for being here. We just exchanged pleasantries. It's a little chilly here, and she's not that far away from us. I think probably a little chilly north of the border in Maine. So we're both staying warm together with her great, great rendition of what she's about to allow for us. So, again, welcome, Isabella, and I'm going to let you take it right away.
Thank you for that. It's building me up just to... I hope I can meet the expectations.
Oh,
I
you do
that.
It. Oh, you always
be
do
as warm as a fire, and that'd be
yeah,
great.
There you go. So we have the proverbial fire. We have the proverbial fireplace going. We got the logs going. We're good.
Love that image. Oh, so good. And it's so today's topic is so exciting to me, and it's been a long time coming. We're talking about how to lose weight for the last time. And who doesn't want to lose weight for the last time? I know many of people, and I made a program to help people lose weight for the last time. But even 2 years ago, when I was opening my private practice, I hadn't even figured this out for myself yet. So I definitely didn't feel like I had any authority over this subject, despite my years of schooling and specialty in nutritional therapy. So I did what any good practitioner should do and used herself as the guinea pig to figure out what actually works. And that was 2 years ago, and I launched a program last year for myself where I'd figure out some things that might be pretty key to get me to the goal, and here we are. It worked, and I'm so excited because, I mean, for all the time I've spent in my private practice, almost every single client I've ever had has always been interested in losing a few pounds, if not a lot of weight, whether it's for fitness or functionality or just slimming and aesthetics, wanting to look and feel good in their body. Every single person, and I'm sure you can believe that, Bill, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And especially, let's do address the ladies. And, no, you know, because it's your expertise, and I know you deal with gentlemen as well, my point on that is the ladies perhaps, you know, after having children or what have you, maybe the weight issues sometimes obviously can be related to that. And then the one thing I definitely wanted to get into the show, I love your graph. Write in on your personal graph, wherever you want to fit that into the dissertation, because I think it's a great key for folks to see if they haven't had the opportunity to actually see it, but to have your breakdown because it's pertinent to you. So I'd love to have you squeeze that in, but I didn't want to break your train of thought on where you wanted to go either.
No,
just wanted to make
I love
sure you
that.
Get that in. Yeah,
that's
but I think that's a great visual.
Suggestion.
I think that's
it
such
is
a great
such
visual.
A good visual. Exactly. it really is, and I really wanted to use something to capture just how slow, steady, and consistent results are on this program. And yeah, so if you go to the blog, it's the very first picture right at the top. And what this picture is basically my results following this program, being as lazy as possible. over a year period. So that would be from March 2023 to March 2024.
Right.
And if you look at the graph, it is it shows an average monthly loss of 350 grams, which is in American is, you know, around a pound. And the whole thing over the year, there was a loss of about 4 kilos, just above 4 kilos. And in my world, when we were taught about losing weight, the most important thing we learned was that slow and smooth weight loss is the best for your body hormonally and for your joints and for your brain and all the systems in your body, because your body can slowly adapt and it's not too drastic or too much of a stress on your body. So what are we looking at here is a program that gave me 1 kilo of weight loss every 3 months of the year. And that is a pretty darn exciting thing to be able to just know. Now I still have not reached my so-called goal, right? However,
right.
Now I actually have a path that tells me exactly on what date I will reach there if I want to continue the program. And that is a very different way to live compared to how I used to live. And I know you ladies especially, you guys know
right,
what I mean.
Right.
When you don't know if you'll ever reach your goal, you never know. It's a month-to-month, day-to-day diet detail drama, which is what I like to call it. And I've lived there for years. So, and I know you guys are too, and especially common after we have kids, it's even more intense. But I promise you, this is absolutely something you can get out of. And instead, I can take you out of the drama and I can show you how to get into that reliable, consistent ease of weight loss, living your life like your weight loss is inevitable. You'll like know to the month and the year when you'll get there. And that creates a way higher quality of life, which I want for everybody who's interested in weight loss in general. And I think other than this graph, I think what people would really be interested to know is that right under this graph, I also have the preliminary results from my beta program. So I created the fat release program, and then I launched a beta group program of a few ladies that volunteered to be my beta volunteers, you know? And they did all the same things that I did, and even better, because I got a few things wrong when I did it, and so I improved it with them, their help, and their results, I think, is what you'll be really interested in. What I'm seeing with them is that they're getting the same average as me so far in monthly loss, so that's above a pound per month, and even more importantly, their self-rated level of ease on the program is an 8 out of 10. And now let me take a second to explain what ease is. Ease is that feeling day to day when you're following a diet program of how tempted you are to stop the program and eat off plan or vomit or so on. You know what I mean? Like tempted to stop it and get off. That
Isabella, what? I'm so sorry. Let me just interject one really quick thing, and thank you for being patient and allowing me to do so. For my folks that might be listening in from our Workouts for Geriatrics audio show that I do, hopefully you are listening. but if you are, we've talked about these subjects in and of themselves quite extensively, but especially food cravings. It's just fortuitous timing that Isabella's here today because it's so key. And that graph, if I didn't put it in the display of today's show that accompanies the audio portion of the show, I didn't do it in post-production because, you know, lots of times I think I do stuff and I don't hit the magic button. But, you know, do check out the graph every if you haven't had the opportunity to do so. IsabellaThor.com/blog. Continue, Isabella. I just wanted to interject that point, especially for my listening audience over at the Workouts for Geriatrics, because they've heard it before. They've heard it before, but they haven't maybe heard it from yourself yet. So thank you. Continue.
No, not a problem. That's a great thing to add in. I mean, yes, back to the beta group client results. So we're talking about what was their results. So we're talking about almost half a kilo loss per month. And if you stretch it over a year, that's 6 kilos, or in American, 13 pounds, finally gone off your body. That's a huge accomplishment for most people, which
it
they
really
also
is.
Often they gain back when they bomb their program in one way or another, as in either they find something new and shiny and they want to try it because it's going to be faster, or they fall into the cravings, they fall into habits, or they just feel really, really tired, and they give up that way, and then they stop and go back to what they used to be doing and gain all the weight back, and usually a bit more than that. And I think the most important thing about staying on a program like this is having a program that has a high level of ease in it. So there's two parts of a program in my mind. There's smoothness, and that is all the techniques and tools and little skills you might adopt to make the program work, to just make it work, practical stuff. That's smoothness. Like, you just have to learn those. Those are just physical skills or maybe a new tool that you have to learn. And then there's ease. The ease is, as you're using the skills and tools and applying them, how easy is it to keep using them and not fall off the bandwagon, so to speak? And this is more important than all the fanciest tools you could possibly use for weight loss, because ease will keep you on the program, and that's what I really, really want. And let me ask you this, Belle. From your experience with people that you've talked to, with yourself, and anybody else that has ever dealt with weight loss, have you ever heard of anyone describe their weight loss program as being high in ease? And I'm talking about an 8 out of 10.
I'll be honest with you. Now, this isn't about me at all, and it's for a lot of reasons, a lot of hard work, and a lot of many years of practicing it, which doesn't mean anything. But I might be, in quotation marks, the exception to that rule, the way that I lost 50 pounds because I did it naturally. My point is, I've done a lot of what you're prescribing that I've done in the past unique to myself, but it isn't about myself. To answer your question, that's a very high percentile. And anybody that's in that category should be patting themselves. I mean, we're all human, too. That's what I love about your graph so much. That's what I love about your graph so much, too, because there's a little tiny proverbial that's going in the upward direction in the course of a year. But your whole direction of that graph was definitely in a descending pattern. And for folks that might not be following along, the descending pattern is a good thing unique to this graph until you might have an opportunity to see it, folks. When I say descending, that's a really good thing. But it's part of the human equation to have those little blurps on the screen.
Yeah.
So to answer your question in a very roundabout way, no, I haven't. In all my years of doing this, in the overall percentile of the cases, and especially, like you said, we have to raise our hands. Western diets, those that partake, you know, you may be more in that category of struggling just for that reason alone. And the reason that I can say that, because I was. Continue.
Yes. Okay. I really love that you were like being honest and being like, hey, actually, I kind of was an exception to this. That's awesome.
And listen to this day, truth be told, and again, this isn't about me. Do I cheat? Do I cheat every once in a while and treat myself? Absolutely. But I can because I don't do it with regularity. It's truly a treat. We have to be human along the way, too, a little bit. So, yeah, continue.
And here's the thing with I think that's amazing for you. That's pretty fantastic. And, yeah, I feel like the same thing is for the majority of myself included, actually, from the majority of us, like the best.
Real quickly, and then I will be quiet. That's part of us kind of spiraling off the path. That's kind of part of the logical progression of it. As long as we just don't go way off course and like, well, okay, well, now that I had a scoop of ice cream, I'm going to have 5 gallons or something crazy like that. You know, just don't go to the extreme. And 8 out of 10 is something to aspire for. That's a pretty good ratio. And in all honesty, if any of us get to 10 out of 10, I think we've gone to another step of a celestial being, which is a topic for another show that I do. I just tease a little bit. But continue, Isabella, continue. And I hope I did answer your question in a very roundabout way. I hope I did answer that.
No, you definitely did. And I think where I want to really, what I really want to say is that I personally never joined a program, and I know many other people that never had a program that was remotely close to, you know, the 8-figure mark at all. And I'm talking for myself, like way below that. I'm talking like maybe 4 out of 10. Of the time, it was a struggle. And that means there's just a higher probability of, if any bump comes down the road, there's just a more probability that you'll definitely go off. And there's something called I don't know if we're allowed to share, to swear on this radio show, are we?
Oh, sure. Of course.
Okay, amazing.
Of course.
So there's actually a phenomenon in the research literature called the fuck it phenomenon, where like as soon as you cheat a little bit, and I know there's a different word for cheat, treat, etc., like conscious choice versus not, but we're talking about general people here. So the most of us, we will have like, you know, we'll have the one, and then we'll just go, oh, fuck it. And then it'll be days.
Another show, and I'm not defend the F word or whatever. In all levity aside, you guys know I like to be a comedian. In a very cathartic way, and stay with me, folks, That's one of the best words that ever was created. You'll never offend anybody. You'll never offend anybody at this show, I don't think. I've been known to maybe say that word once or twice in my life. Continue.
Wow, continue. Once or twice. My goodness,
And that definitely is a joke. I've certainly exceeded once or twice. Continue. I love the title because it's so real. No, I love the title because it's so real. That makes it real because it's a real issue. Continue.
That's right. It is real. And I'm just so proud of the researchers who are like, yeah, this is the right phrase to describe it because it's exactly what we act like. And anyway, so why do we bring this up? I only bring it up because when you want to lose weight for the last time, you want to find something that is the easiest to stay on. And I'm not saying that you won't have a hard time.
Right.
And I'm not saying you have to be perfect. Because actually, as you look at my graph and as you look at results from my clients, and I can tell you my beta group clients were not 100% perfect every day. However, they still got those results. And that's exciting. So whatever you do, pick something you can stick to. And I think even before we get into more details on like what are the philosophies of this program and what are the bigger, like the big picture questions, like how do you know what's stopping you from losing weight and all the questions you mentioned earlier, what I want to talk about too is...
Please do.
Yeah, it's just that you want to figure out how to satiate yourself every day. There's a weight loss is a game of energy consumed, energy expended. It's also a game of hormones of hunger, appetite, satiation. And lastly, it's a game of habit and mindset. So all those three things come together in a beautiful way if you can combine them in the right way. And you really want to know how to leverage satiation to get you to through every day, get you through every meal, no matter what, whether you're at work, you're at play, or et cetera, you're traveling. That's what we want, satiation. We want to learn how to satiate ourselves. And I think it's really important for people to know that, number one, please don't diet continuously. That's the most important thing I would have to say on this matter. If you want like a very slow decline, as in in your motivation, not only in your motivation, but also in your results, diet continuously, as in find the number of calories you need to eat that's lower than your maintenance calories. Maintenance calories, the definition of that is how many calories you need to eat from your food that maintains your weight week to week. So you don't lose weight and you don't gain weight. So if you find a deficit calorie number where you'll start losing a little bit of weight week to week, and you just continue eating that number every day for months and months on end, I promise you that this is going to take all those factors we talked about, the satiation signals, the hormonal signals, the mindset signal, and it will really, really screw them up raw well. And make it just a lot harder and bring that ease down from a 8 or a 9 out of 10 quickly down to 4, 3, 2, 1 out of 10. So number one, no matter what you do, just don't diet continuously. And that is saying a lot. It is such a common thing today to hear, like, this is the only way to lose weight, which is eat less and exercise more.
We're literally getting brainwashed with it to a large degree.
Yes.
You know, be it from, you know, viable sources, of course, yourself in that category, or contrary, which is kind of my inference there. There's a lot of information out there, and let's leave it, you know where I'm going with that. Let's leave it at that. The good, the bad, and the ugly, a great spaghetti western by Hugo Montenegro. How about that? It was a great song. Discern the good from the bad and the ugly would be my advice on anything that you look up on the World Wide Web. I think that's a fair statement.
Mm. And I'm here to tell you guys that all the results you see here on the blog right here, that is only from, that is not from fasting, which is a very common these days, constant calorie deficit diet. Yeah. It's not from exercising more than usual. I didn't change anything at all. I even exercised less than usual, to be honest.
Yep.
And mostly it was 85-95% just how much I ate week to week. Now here's the magic sauce, guys. This is what you gotta do. You gotta eat for 2 weeks at a deficit number of calories every day. And then you gotta, for the next 2 weeks, you gotta eat at your maintenance calories for 2 weeks. And then you repeat that cycle month to month. And that's how you get closer to your goal twice, almost twice as fast in half the time. This is just the best way to use, to be in relationship with your body and maximize your satiation hormones and your fat release hormones, because if you diet for too long, your fat release hormones will just shut off.
Exactly.
For your protection, because your body's amazing and loves you and wants to keep you alive, right? So that's why I recommend 2 weeks you eat less than your maintenance level. So let's just say for like a typical guy or a typical woman that I work with, it's something like her maintenance calories are usually about 2,000 per day.
Correct.
Okay, so what we do is we just do a really nice small shave in the beginning just to see how much her body reacts in terms of how much weight she releases. I just shave something small off, like let's just say 400 calories shaved off. So for 2 weeks, she's in a deficit cycle of 1,600 calories every day. And then for the next 2 weeks after that, she's going to eat 2,000 calories every day.
That's a great plateau. That's a great plateau. And just real quickly, for those of you that haven't had an opportunity to, and even if you have, when you get to that blog site again, Isabella Thorne, no, it's important, isabellathorne.com/blog, there's another graph below the one that she's already accentuated, which plays exactly to what she just said about 20 seconds ago. That graph's wonderful. If you want to elaborate on that second graph under the occasionally eat lower calories, I think that would be beneficial. Yeah, please do.
I would love to. It's one of my favorite things.
No, please do, because it's so important that we play to the senses, all five of them, to see it, touch it, feel it, literally eat it. But, I mean, you need to see this graph.
I like how you said that.
It brings it into reality. And you do a great job saying it verbally. I'm not casting aspersions. But that graph brings it home. So please do expand on that graph too, Isabella, please.
No problem. And, you know, I want to back up a few steps before we get into the graph. And I just want to tell you guys that the first moment I knew that my fat release program was working was when I was, you know, just online having fun, just browsing something, and an advertisement comes up. It's some sort of diet advertisement, probably with some exercise involved too, but I don't even really remember which one it was, but it was on Instagram, and it was, you know, all flashy and amazing. And you guys, I know you guys have been here at this moment, and you're like, you're on a diet program and you're like, oh my goodness, look at this thing. It looks like it's like the results are so amazing. Look at the photos. Look how fast he or she says you're going to get there. And like you want to change everything that you're doing and just do that program. And
correct.
I'm telling you guys, the first time I realized my program was working was when I saw an ad like that and I didn't feel tempted at all to dive into it. And that is real power, you guys. That is huge power because that means something in my brain had shifted and I knew I would get my results for sure. And I didn't have to spin into the tool details. Like, there's so many ways.
Because you,
guys,
you were really, truly, you were truly listening to yourself and your body, not just
yes.
a quarter of the way, half the way, based on the information that you were seeking out. You were listening to yourself and your body. And I think a lot of people
yeah.
don't actually totally do that. Thus is why they're in that crazy vortex.
That's right. Yeah, that's so true. No, it's really, it's well dissected of you.
It
really
does
come down to self-awareness.
Man, woman, whatever, when you are carrying pounds, yeah. however few or many, when you are
yeah.
and you're actually living it, it's
yeah.
a tough situation. It's tough. It's
yeah.
not easy. It's not easy work until you
no.
kind of surrender, Dorothy. It is. That is kind of the first step. Sometimes it takes some of us a lot longer to discover that. But
yeah.
That's, yeah, you know, it because
absolutely.
Because we've been conditioned on so many things, certainly diet and nutrition. I think that's a fair statement without really casting
yeah.
aspersions on anybody. We just have, right? For decades.
And that brings me back to, you know, that 8 out of 10 number we talked about earlier and how
yeah.
Bill felt. You guys, Bill did feel, you know, pretty high on his ease experience.
Oh, it is.
But personally for me, I was definitely not that person at all. And I had to figure out how to become
correct.
That person from a 4
again,
out of 10.
Again, sorry,
10
again, you were listening to yourself. That expedites
yes.
getting to the finish line. It really does. Continue.
It oh my gosh, I can't agree more. it's so good to talk to you. Yes,
thank
that's
you.
Right.
Thank
and so, you guys, what I did was I just gathered one piece of evidence at a time and put it together for myself and did one thing at a time and only did what worked and only did what I could get myself to do. That is something I really want to emphasize before we get into that graph that Bill
yep.
mentioned. You guys, getting yourself to do something consistently that works is way better than doing something that's going to get you there 10 times faster but burns you out 100 times faster
yep.
and you give up on. Okay, guys, so don't chase this shiny new thing. I promise you it's way more likely to get you burnt out. So I did exactly what Bill said, like, to basically do. I listened to my own body and I figured out what can I ask of myself? What's the maximum thing I can ask of myself? Because laziness maybe is a little bit of a virtue because you want to do things the most optimally, right? You don't want to just do hard work for hard work's sake. You want to lift worthwhile burdens, you know? And you want to pick your and choose your battles wisely. You have energy to expend every day, and are you going to waste all of that on this one part of your life or just a reasonable amount? I think a reasonable amount. But anyway, so the first thing I saw and I remembered when I was putting this all together piece by piece, and I hadn't started the program, by the way, guys. That's how lazy I was. I was just letting myself go all the time.
You took it to the max. You have to take laziness to the extreme to
that's
know
right.
what it's all about. So good for you.
Oh my gosh. I got an applause from Bill, guys. This is a special moment. Okay, so 2 years ago. So I hadn't really started. 2 years ago, I just remembered one thing. I remembered an amazing research study that was done in a group of men. I believe they were middle-aged. And this is what it looked like. And it's, the graph is in the blog. And this is what they did. They had two groups. One was a control group, and they dieted like I don't recommend. They just continuously dieted on a calorie deficit number every day. That's the control. Now, the group that was being tested against the control is called the INT, or like intermittent dieting. And that's basically the group that followed the diet that I also prescribe to people. So that is, they dieted for 2 weeks at calorie deficit number. And then for the next 2 weeks, they ate only their maintenance calories. Okay. And then they did that for the whole study. And the most amazing fun thing about this study was that when you look at the results side by side of the intermittent dieters and the continuous dieters, the intermittent dieters at the end of the day lost about, let's see here, I think it's 5 more kilos at the end of the study. You guys, did you hear that? 5 more kilos lost by the intermittent dieters. What does that mean? They lost 5 more kilos by dieting for half of the time. Think about that. They only dieted for 2 weeks every month. And the diet and the study was 4 months long. And the continuous dieters had a weight loss in kilos of 10 kilos. And then we have, or a little bit more, I think. And our intermittent dieters, they had a weight loss of about 15. How amazing is that? And I mean, this group was doing it not even, when I saw this and saw the numbers that they were eating, you know, day to day, like that was pretty like a big difference. Like they would shave off like half, I think, or more of their, like, when they went into calorie deficit, they would shave off like almost half of their available calories. So they went into a big calorie deficit. And the thing about doing that is that it takes a lot more willpower to eat way, 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 way less suddenly in your month. But in my program, it takes a lot less willpower just to eat a bit less for those 2 weeks. And so instead of needing to be losing, you know, multiple kilos in a few months and have a really, it's intense 2 weeks, instead, we just slow it down a bit so that you can continue doing your life and kids and family and work and play and see those results on the scale. And I thought this was one of the most incredible things that to come across. Who doesn't want, Bill, who doesn't want to get more results in half the time? Like, yeah, everybody wants that.
That might be the best thing where the human equation has actually come to. Now, stay with me, everybody, that we have that built-in anxiousness to get to the end result. Sometimes that's a real good thing, but, you know,
yeah.
we can't just snap our fingers and it's going to be instantaneous either. And I think that's the vortex that we sometimes all get into, too. Like, well, now, you know, I got to lose this. But you just put so much pressure on yourselves by doing that. And it just defeat. It's kind of like, to Isabella's points, in my crazy analogy, it's like doing all these exercises, which is great, don't get me wrong, but it's almost like taking, I don't want to use guns, that's a bad analogy nowadays, like stumbling your toe on your left foot because you hopped around too much on your right foot, or vice versa, if that makes sense. A good balance in all connotations of that word. It's proportionate. And one last thing here, with about 5 minutes to go, I'm going to let Isabella segue out for the last 5 minutes. But when you guys and gals do get to that said page, isabellathorne.com, the whole website, but definitely the blog page, is also such great links within the written context to see what she's writing about as well, to my earlier point. It's very user-friendly. It's very navigable, if that's a word, when I can say it right.
And yes, you got it.
Thank you. And so I just wanted to highlight that. So it's not intimidating in any way or any form like that. And I know sometimes because we get so much information, we can take ourselves out of the game sometimes without really taking the step to look at it like, oh, well, that's just going to be another one of those, if you will. Give yourself the time to explore all options. All options. Yeah. And to me, that's the best way that you're self-edifying that you highlighted so greatly, Isabella. So I just didn't want to get too much on a tangent there, but I wanted to hone everybody back in, you know, to think about that and definitely reach out to Isabella, and she's going to reinforce that within these last 4 minutes, because I think we just started to get that rolling a little bit from the last show, if I wasn't mistaken. I think somebody actually did reach out to Isabella. So with about 4 minutes left, I'm going to let you kind of close out, Isabella, make sure we get all the particulars in, just to make sure we didn't leave out anything in the translation. So take it away.
Yeah, absolutely. No problem. And I think this probably deserves like another episode at least.
Exactly. So. And we kidded in the green room. We could talk for 5 hours if we were afforded the opportunity and still not cover the subject in full depth. So continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's a very good point. And I would like to encourage everybody that, you know, you might have a lot more questions right now than we answered.
Exactly.
I really did my best to answer a lot of questions from both the blog and my own clients, etc., by making a video of the entire blog and getting into really depth of it. So there's a larger video with all of it together. And then I've also cut them up into smaller topics if you want to do bite-sized information at a time. And I just put it all on my YouTube channel. So you guys, it's really simple, just one thing at a time. Like, why don't you want to diet continuously? What is the superpower of women when it comes to doing dieting this way? Because you guys, for women, just briefly, the 10-second version is that for women, I don't want you to just start the calorie deficit cycle at any point in your cycle. There's a specific part in your cycle that will make it 100 times easier for you to diet versus when if you eat a calorie deficit in another part of your cycle. So check that out. It's really, really big part of this for women especially. And same thing for like fasting and like how people get stuck in fasting. And I love fasting, by the way. It's awesome. But it's not all the be-all, end-all, you guys, and how people get it wrong and what are the signs that something's happening where you might need to pay attention to over fasting, and lots of little subjects like that, all from this larger section of how do you lose weight for the last time. And yeah, I think you'll find that really, really helpful if you have any other questions.
That's a great segue out. We still have about a minute and 50 seconds left. So just because it's a hurry up go world and what have you, go ahead and repeat your website and your blog page and any other piece of information with about a minute left, just to make sure we get it all in. And you did a great job today. We got a lot of information in. So with about a minute left.
Beautiful.
Check everything on your website.
We really, really got a lot more done than I thought we might.
No, you really did. It was really great, if I do say so. And it was all you.
Oh, well, you definitely played a pivotal part. I am very aware that, I mean, this is a 2-year project that has really come into fruition. And you guys, this program is up and running. The beta group program is doing awesome. So now I'm officially releasing this to my clients. My private practice is all online. I take clients from all over the world. I'm at isabellathor.com. And the best part is if you just want to chat with me for free and to see what you should do next to get the best next results, you can just go to my website and sign up for a free consult. It's completely complimentary, and we'll give you a free comprehensive health assessment as well to help you navigate the next steps for you. But also, if you're ready, this is an amazing program and it really, really works. And I can't wait for you to try it.
It's perfect timing. We have less than 10 seconds. Thank you, Isabella. Everybody, she joins me at the end of each and every month. Sign up for her blog. Join the website. Join us. We'll see you next time around. Bye-bye for now, and may God bless. Peace, everybody. Have a great day.